Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have an amazing woman, a woman of God, Miss Sherry S. Self. She's a speaker, playwriter, and business owner. Also, she is the founder of a founder and mentor of Amazing Butterfly, Amazing Me Girls Foundation. And how are you today, Miss Sherry Self?
I'm fabulous, Verna V. So good to hear from you.
It's a pleasure to have you on our show tonight. Now, if you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, what you have going on, and everything that you do for the community. And also, you are a business owner. We want to hear a little bit about that as well. A little bit
what I'm doing. I'm so excited right now. God has opened up so many doors during this time, Verna V, that it just amazes me. It amazes me. In fact, on today, I was looking at my calendar, and I was just thinking about, oh, my God, what did I do to warn all these? And he said, it's not about you. And so as long as we remember that, whatever happens, it is not about us. I think that God, you know, when we realize that and just stay focused on that nothing by chance happened to us, but it is just by the will of God and what he desires to do through us. So we can't be good enough. We can't be nice enough. We can't do enough deeds. It is all because of him, and he's so gracious and he's so faithful. And so when he said that to me, I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Absolutely. Yes. I am so quickly to say nothing is ever happenstance. I truly believe in divine order and that our path is already set for us before we're even born. It's so amazing how good God is. Tell us a little bit about being a playwriter.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. This is something that, you know how you do things, and a lot of people would say, oh, my God, that was good. And I really didn't embrace it until about a couple of years ago. I was getting just invites to women's conference phone with a pastor or a first lady or a co-pastor. And while she's giving me the vision, I'm writing down what she wants, and by the end of our conversation, glory be to God, I already have what she's seeking. And once I realized that there was a gift, I started embracing that and started to do more of that. And I'm super excited, Verna V, because I'm actually in the process. Before, I only did it for when somebody requested me. But now I'm doing it now because it's the will of God that he has for my life to do. And it's pretty much just taking the scripture and bringing it to life. And I'm really excited about that. It's like little skits, and what we thought, whether you're going to speak afterwards or whatever you may be having, I'm able, Lord, I'm able with God's ability to be able to write that and put the scripture into words. I'm really excited because God said that now's the time for me to step out and to do it on my own. So I'm doing one, I'm in the process of writing now and getting people in line to really bring out something that has been very dear in my spirit and has been really for a while just been laying dormant inside of me about the Alabaster Box. And I'm so excited about that, to see that actually come out of my head onto paper and then manifest it in the natural. So, Burnaby, I'm so psyched about that. I'm just excited about that and where God is going to, how people are going to be able to receive and how people are going to be blessed through that by the Holy
Spirit. I'm getting excited listening to you speak about it. I'm such a visual person. Whenever I'm reading the Bible, it's like I'm right there. I am just right there in the midst of it. That's just how visual I am. And I was reading one scripture, and it's this passage where Jesus is trying to explain that to Pilate and how they're treating him. And in one part, I couldn't finish it. I had to put the Bible down. I had to go and take a nap. I was like, I just can't finish this part. This is getting to the part where they're going to. He had already been slapped. And I'm like, oh, my God, he slapped. I'm like, my heart is beating so fast. And I'm like, I can't finish this part. I cannot finish. I got to go lay down. I literally had to go and lay down before I could read the part where they now is going to have him, you know, on the cross and all that. I was livid because I was mad at them, and then I was so sad, but that I was just so into it. So as you're speaking about the Alabaster Box, I'm like, oh, that is going to be so fantastic. And when is that going to take place? When do you think that's going to be released? Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Su llamada como la marcó. Por favor,
okay, not sure what happened, but are you there, Miss Self? I think we got disconnected. I think we lost our speaker. Oh, let's see what's going on our speakers. You can hear me? I can't hear you.
Hey, Burnaby. Hello? Hey, Burnaby. Hello? Mm-hmm.